like the next concert I have tickets for is like Deep Purple and Rush and Honeymoon Suite. They're all September, October, November.
Rush, didn't the drummer pass away in that?
Yeah, but they got Annika Niles. She's playing for them.
Okay. Okay.
From what I can get, he's doing a really good job in a couple of
when he was playing. That thing was huge.
I looked at getting one a few years back, and it was just like way out of my budget.
We got one, just one for the boys, like for Brennan and Jackson, because both of them play drums and that there, so I say they're not cheap, but yeah.
Yeah, for me, yeah, the drums are more just on the side, more just a hobby, so it's like, yeah, it's not quite, not something that's easy to justify large amounts for.
Oh, and I got there's youth in that, right? And I still paid well over $700 for the thing. They're not cheap at all, but you know what? I mean, it's a matter of they enjoy playing it. I don't know if Jackson was playing it yesterday, and it kept setting off my glass break sensor in the house.
I hate it when that happens.
He's like, Dad, the alarm keeps going off. Don't worry about it. And just keep playing.
With a house, at least you can get away with a little more.
It's phenomenal. I got two that play drums. I got three that play guitar. I got one that plays saxophone, and the other one plays trumpet.
The band! Get the band together, man! Get the band!
Told him, I said, if you guys are going to play bagpipes, I'm leaving.
Let me buy three chanters for you, then, or four chanters for you, and let them start practicing the fingering and the breathing.
Lovely. Yeah, better the banjo. Not a big fan of the banjo, but yeah. Bagpipes, I don't really mind them, but they sound even better in a group. They actually need to be better. Now, drill team marching band. I saw the one on YouTube, and they were actually pretty good.
When you get a chance, look up Ally the Piper, Ally the Piper. And watch some of her stuff.
Have you ever seen Johnny Bagpipe? He lives in Victoria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen more than my share over the years.
Yeah, no, he's hilarious. Hey, they opened up Ladner Trunk here, eh?
Oh, it's open again. Oh, right on. So I know Westbound was closed.
Yeah, I'm sitting on Westbound right now. This guy would hurry up. Yeah, I'm sitting on Westbound right now, heading down Westbound, and it's open.
Okay, that's kind of cool, because you had to detour onto Churchill for a while there, like last week.
Yeah, or take the farm overpass, and I've had to do that a couple times.
So how does one get a key for that gate?
It's actually done by a phone number and that, has to be set up through the Corporation of Delta, and it'd be the farm one there. And we do one of our places is a farm, and that we have access to it.
Yeah, no, I was just driving around the other day and ended up right there at the other end. It was like, oh, cool, this is kind of cool. Okay, I don't have access to this. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to backtrack. But yeah, every once in a while, just go for a little drive through the countryside there. It's cool to, you never know what you're going to find.
Cuts off a fair bit of time in that. They try to get onto the 99 in that because we can't go, at least I can't go through town because it'd be in commercial. I have to loop all the way around down by the Esso and Chevron there and go that way. It's amazing on how much time it actually takes.
I can imagine.
Yeah, the 72nd gate is open right now. I'll check the other side when I go by there, on the landfill side.
Yeah, kind of useful to have that shortcut when you can.
I remember back when I was a kid in that, they had that culvert that used to be able to drive underneath the 99. And before they put the overpass in.
That goes way back.
Yeah, it does. See, I was 14 years old in that. Not quite 40 years. Are they setting up for field day right now, or are they going to be doing that tomorrow?
You're allowed to set up on Friday, so tomorrow. Yeah, if you set up morning of, so Saturday morning, you're allowed an extra couple hours. If you set up Friday, then you're limited to the 24-hour period.
But doesn't it go... basically Friday evening, Saturday evening, and you guys are done on Sunday?
It's 24 hours from 11 a.m. Saturday to 11 a.m. Sunday Pacific time.
Okay. All right, I gotta jump out. I have to, I'm on a scale over here, and I guess I gotta go back to work now.
Okay, well, you take care. Have a safe day out there. I'm just over the Granville Street Bridge, so getting into the muck of it all. So you have fun, stay safe, stay happy, and we'll catch you later on via 7LET. Clear in your final.
Remember, stay squarely. I'll talk to you later, Hiroshi. You had a great conversation, and you have a great day, too. 7-3, Victor Alpha 7, Liam Echo Charlie. This is Victor Alpha 7, Fox Trot Echo Sierra, 7-3.
7-3.